说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
You're listening to a newbie lesson on Chinese pod. My name is John.
Hi, my name is Jenny.
So Jenny, today we have an essential lesson about basic greetings in Chinese, right?
Exactly. Today we'll be learning how to ask someone how they have been lately.
Okay, so that's important. It's kind of like what's up, how you been in English, but the Chinese versions.
Exactly.
So there are a few variations, but there aren't too many. So if you stick at it, you can get these and you can be chatting away in Chinese before long.
Yep. And what I really like about this lesson is it contains many short phrases, chunks that are quite easy to remember and are extremely high frequency.
Yeah, so this is really common stuff. As soon as you learn it, you're going to start hearing it and you can use it right away.
And I want to just preview one of those phrases. 好久不见。好久不见。
So this is the phrase that means long time no see, right?
Isn't that borrowed from Chinese, the long time no see?
I've heard that.
It's Chinglish, strictly speaking, no?
I guess. Doesn't sound like normal English.
But, however, it has become normal English. Be open-minded.
So 好久不见, we're going to hear this in the dialogue, right?
对.
All right, so we'll tell you the tones and all that later, but first let's listen to the dialogue three times.
你好，好久不见。
你好，最近怎么样？
还好，你怎么样？
不错。
Second time。
你好，好久不见。
你好，最近怎么样？
还好。你怎么样？
不错。
Third time。
你好，好久不见。
你好，最近怎么样？
还好。你怎么样？
不错。
And now the translation。
你好，好久不见。
Hi, long time no see.
你好，好久不见。
Hi, long time no see.
你好，好久不见。你好，最近怎么样？
Hi, how have you been lately?
你好，最近怎么样？
Hi, how have you been?
你好，最近怎么样？还好。你怎么样?
Okay, how have you been?
还好,你怎么样?
Pretty good, how have you been?
还好,你怎么样? 不错。
Not bad.
不错。
Pretty good.
不错。So some vocabulary and phrases are repeated throughout the dialogue.
Right, but before we get into these specific vocab words and phrases, let's talk a little bit about the context. Can you tell from the English translation the level of formality or closeness between these two speakers?
Well, I think these two people probably know each other, but are not terribly close, and they probably haven't seen each other for a while, right? So
right.
They're catching up.
So you can tell that from the English translation, like, hi, how have you been?You know, and the Chinese is similar. So it's not super close, but it's also not like formal business meeting.
Exactly.
Okay, so keeping that in mind, let's jump in and start studying this language.
你好，好久不见。你好，好久不见。
Okay, so the first word is the classic Chinese greeting, right?
你好，你好。
Okay, 你好。
对。Now, I've noticed that for many foreigners, if they knew any Chinese, this is probably the word that they know.
Yeah, it's a good one to know.
你好。你好。
So that's two third tones, right?
对。
And literally, it's you good.
You good, meaning hello, hi, hey.
Okay, 你好。
你好。
So by learning 你好 and knowing that it's two third tones, you've learned not only hello, but also you and good.
对。And I want to stress again the importance of tones.
Okay.
Now in Chinese, there are many different words which have similar tones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you confuse them, I think in early stage, it's not terribly, terribly important. But when you do progress to a slightly higher level, getting those tones correct and clear is extremely important.
Right. And it's something that will take a sustained effort. You're not just going to master them in a week. So you have to keep at it, but it pays off.
对. Okay, so let's hear that word with its proper tones again. 你好,你好。
Okay, so that means hi.
Mm.
And then the next phrase, that's one we heard before we listened to the dialogue.
Yes. 好久不见。好久不见。
So like I said, literally it means long time no see.
Mm.
And that's what it means.
So we don't need any further explanation.
Okay, but the tones and the different syllables, we need to go through them one by one. So the first syllable is...
好,好。
Third tone, right?
Yes. Now, this is actually the same 好 as in 你好。好,好。
Okay, and then the second syllable is...
久,久。
Third tone.
Yes.
Okay, J-I-U, third tone, 久。This is the one that means long time.
对.
So put together, very long time, we have...
好久,好久。
All right, and then followed by...
不,不。
So that's B-U, fourth tone.
Mm.
It means no or not.
Yes.
All right, and the last syllable...
见,见。
J-I-A-N, fourth tone.
Yes.
And that means to see someone.
Mm, exactly.
So 不见 means no see.
Mm. And one more time, the entire phrase long time no see is 好久不见。好久不见。
Okay, 好久不见。
Yes.
Got it.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app?Is it A, the rest of your life, B, you should already be an intermediate speaker, C, 3 months, or D, ChinesePod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
So then the other person responds with another hello, right?
Yep. 你好。你好。最近怎么样?最近怎么样?
I feel like this is probably one of the most useful greetings, because 你好, that's so easy. You probably learned that already.
Mm.
But this greeting is really useful and you'll get a lot of mileage out of it.
Really?
I think so.
You're right. 最近怎么样?最近怎么样?
Okay, so the first word,
最近,最近。
That's 2 fourth tones, right?
Yes. Now, fourth tone is the dropping tone.
Okay, 最近。
Yes, 最近。And it sounds very emphatic, doesn't it?
It does. Mm. Feels almost angry.
But it's not, actually.
Okay, it's not. But 最近 means lately, recently.
对,最近。C-U-I...最 and J-I-N, 近最近最近
Okay, recently.
Yes.
So recently, what?
怎么样怎么样
So this 怎么样 means how about.
Hmm.
How is, how are, how about.
Yes. So this is actually a very flexible and versatile phrase. When you want to ask, you know,How are things? How are you? How is it? Something along those lines, you can use 怎么样。
怎么样? So what are the tones we're saying here?
怎么样? Third, neutral, and fourth. 怎么样? 怎么样?
Okay, so you might be wondering how you get from recently, how about, to how have you been lately?
Yes, where is you? Where is have been?
It is hidden. It is obvious in the mind of the speaker, right?
Yes. And in Chinese, you will notice we frequently drop pronouns and other information which is essential in English. And those are instead inferred from context.
Right, they're understood.
Yes.
So how have you been lately is literally recently, how about?
最近怎么样? 最近怎么样? So Chinese actually, I think, has a very telegraphic nature to it.
Does it?
Yeah, it's like during World War II, you send secret codes.
Using the Navajo language.
Exactly.
Is that what Chinese is, Navajo?
Morse code.
All right, well, anyway, let's get back to the language. The answer to how have you been lately?
The answer is 还好.
So is that the how that we know?
Yes, that's the how in 你好 and 好久不见.
Okay, so how we know is third tone. And the word before it is
还, H-A-I, second tone.
Okay, second tone. So we have 还好.
对.
And this 还, I think, acts a lot like the word pretty and pretty good.
Like, yes.
Like not amazingly good, but pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Or all right.
Yes. And you will hear this a lot if you ask someone 最近怎么样? Because in Chinese culture, people want to be modest. They want to be low profile.
And they don't want to be the object of envy, so they're not going to tell you, I've been great.
I just bought a Mercedes. Yeah. You're not going to hear that.
I just bought my fifth home.
Oh, but actually, more and more people like to flaunt their wealth in China. So you might hear that.
Well, they'll first say, 还好, and then they'll tell you all the things they buy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, this person, after they say, 还好, pretty good, what do they say?
They flip the question and ask the other person, 你怎么样? 你怎么样?
Okay, so now we do have a pronoun here.
你, 你,
meaning you.
Yes, so that's the same 你 as in 你好, 你好.
Okay, and in this case, we have the 你 there because you're flipping the question around.
Yeah.
So I already said how I've been, so now how have you been?
And we learned the phrase 怎么样, 怎么样.
Right, so how about you?
对. 你怎么样? 你怎么样? So the other person says, 不错, 不错.
All right, this is also a very common phrase in Chinese, so you gotta learn this.
不错, 不错.
So this one, it's easy to translate it as not bad, but it's actually even better than that. It's pretty good, right?
Yes. So in English, not bad is pretty average, right?
I'd say it's very similar to pretty good. What do you think? Which is better, 还好 or 不错?
不错 is better in Chinese.
Okay. So it's kind of like pretty good versus pretty good.
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, anyway, this pretty positive answer. One more time, let's hear that.
不错.
Okay, 不错.
And those are two fourth tones.
Okay, two fourth tones. And it's pronounced 不错.
对, 不错. And we have a series of podcasts on pinyin and tones. So check those out to give yourself a solid foundation in Chinese pronunciation.
All right, and speaking of solid foundation, you're going to need lots of repetition. So let's listen to that dialogue three more times.
你好。
好久不见。你好,最近怎么样? 还好,你怎么样?
不错。Second time.
你好,好久不见。你好,最近怎么样? 还好,你怎么样?
不错。Third time.
你好，好久不见。
你好，最近怎么样？
还好，你怎么样？
不错。
So, Jenny, I got a question for you.
Fire away.
你最近怎么样？
不错。你怎么样？
还好。
Oh, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, so that was kind of all right.
对。
So I'm hoping that you're going to ask me what's going on with my life, but that'll have to be another lesson.
Mm, exactly. And I think in China, when people ask, 最近怎么样？你怎么样？ It's very much just basic courtesy, decorum, and they don't really expect an honest answer from you.
Yeah, I can imagine just two people in English like, oh, how have you been? Oh, great. How's your husband? And they don't really care.
You sound like a desperate housewife.
That's me. My secret double life.
Oh, 好吧。Now, if you're just starting out with Chinese, our newbie lessons are designed to be very short, simple, and easily digestible.
Yeah, and each one is standalone, so don't feel nervous about jumping into a totally different newbie lesson.
But practice is the key. Now, if you have a Chinese pod teacher who calls you every day, or you have your own teacher or speaking partner, don't forget to practice what you've learned with them.
Right. Don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You got to get the mistakes out of the way to perfect your pronunciation.
And we look forward to your comments and questions on ChinesePod.com.
All right. We'll see you guys there.
再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0804.
So just go to www.ChinesePod.com/0804 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.ChinesePod.com/0804.